be ready for a word that encourages from God?
Yes.
Are we ready this morning for his word?
Yes, yes.
As we continue in this transformative process to become more Christ-like, let us nurture ourselves this morning upon what is written, again in chapter 24 of St. Luke, verses 36 and 44. Chapter 24 of St. Luke, verses 36 through verse 44. And let me read. "And as they thus spake, Jesus himself stood in the midst of them and said unto them, Peace be unto you. But they were terrified and affrighted and supposed that they had seen a spirit. And he said unto them, Why are you troubled? And why do thoughts arise in your hearts? Behold my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy, and wondered, he said unto them, Have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broil fish, and of an honeycomb, and he took it, and did eat before them. And he said unto them, These are the words which I spake unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the Psalms concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures." Amen. 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 I pray this morning that God will open our understanding by the power of his word and by the power of the Holy Spirit, and that today we will again experience a renewing of our minds to live a life more abundantly and in absolute victory through Christ Jesus. Amen. From the verses this morning, my theme for this week, and I'm so glad for Sister Ursula to have said what she said in her prayer, that God would give us a word that will encourage us and edify us to go on. And as the saints would say, and see what the end is going to be. And so my theme for this week and also my subject for today is this: Jesus took it to the next level. Jesus took it to the next level. As we consider Dr. Luke's account of the Lord's first supper with his disciples after his resurrection, we see him in real time turning the page and effecting the paradigm shift in the thinking of his disciples from heartache to being filled with so much joy that initially they could not even recognize that it was the Lord Jesus standing before them, and not as a ghost, but as flesh and bones. Yes, yes, Jesus is taking it to the next level. He's taking it to the next level. A note here, hallelujah, on what Dr. Luke, the physician, records as the words of Christ to his disciples in verse 39. "Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for spirit has not flesh and bones, as you see me have. Note here, family. Note here that the physician does not say flesh and blood. And Dr. Luke says flesh and bone. As he records the words of Jesus Christ, the great physician, hallelujah, did not refer to himself as flesh and blood. Flesh and bones. The Lord Jesus was standing before them without blood running warm through his veins, which should impress upon us this morning that we don't need blood to live. We don't need blood to live. Jesus is trying to take it higher and take us to the next level this morning to understand the true source of life. And in doing so, he's saying to us, I believe, as well, to help us to continue to move forward and to run on and see what the end is going to be, that we don't need money to live. We don't need a job to live. We don't need benefits to live. We don't need a political party or a vote every 2 or every 4 years as a part of our election cycle. No, ma'am, no, sir. We don't need any of that. What we need to truly live is the power of God to have life and life more abundantly. I believe that's what Jesus told us. He said, I came that you might have life and life more abundantly. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 4, it is written that for though he was crucified through weakness, yet he lives by the power of God. For we also are weak in him, but we shall live with him by the power of God toward him. There is something else that is sustaining us right now. Because in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. I just think that we need to appreciate this morning that true life is more than just flesh and blood or flesh and bones. It consists of the reality that we are all living by the power of God. So the Lord Jesus is standing before them as exhibit A of the power of God to fortify in our finite minds that his blood, the blood of Jesus, was shed to take away, to blot out for all times the sin of each and every believer. Yes, he is the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sins of the world. We find in Hebrews chapter 10, the author shares with us in particular verses 4 through 10 of chapter 10, the Hebrews, and it says this, for it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins. Wherefore, when he was coming into the world, he said, sacrifice an offering you would not have, but a body have you prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, who did not have any pleasure? Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Above, when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offering and offering for sin, you would not have, neither had you any pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then he said, lo, I come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. Once for all, the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The blood of Jesus not only covers I see. But because Jesus Christ bled out on the cross, he has taken away our sins, not just covered, but he has removed them from us. Hallelujah. Thank God that Jesus is blotting out our sins, past, present, and future. We can just start praising him right now just for that, because Jesus took it to the next level through the cross. Hallelujah. He took it to the next level. Because of the shedding of his blood, our sins are not just temporarily covered year after year, as it was under the Old Testament law through animal sacrifices. When he died on the cross, once and for all, his bodily sacrifice there at the cross, our sins have been taken away, and God the Father, thank you, Jesus, remembers them no more. And because he remembers them no more, we can walk boldly. We can take it to the next level. Because of his blood, each and every believer can take it, this life, this life to the next level, so we can live a life more abundantly in Christ Jesus. Are you hearing this with me this morning, family? In fact, the writer in Hebrews declares unto us the powerful effect of the shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ. He goes on in that same chapter 10 of Hebrews, beginning at verse 15. It says, whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us. For after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them, and their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission, and remission means forgiveness, now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brothers and sisters, boldness to enter into the holiness by the blood of Jesus. This morning we should have the minds and the hearts to lift up our heads and experience the boldness to enter into the holy of holies by the blood of Jesus as a part of the royal priesthood of God. The Lord Jesus, the Lord Jesus, by his presence and by his reaffirmation that he is the resurrection, was simply turning the page for his disciples from oppression to boldness, and was taking them to the next level so that they might proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that they might proclaim the gospel, that to the utmost, hallelujah, Jesus saves. He saves, he saves, he saves, he saves. Look at verse 39 with me, through 42 of St. Luke, chapter 24, again, as Jesus says this. Behold my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Handle me and see, for a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me have. And when he had thus spoken, he showed them his hands and his feet. And while they yet believed not for joy and wondered, he said unto them, have you here any meat? And they gave him a piece of a broiled fish and an honeycomb. Jesus, family, reaffirms the reality of his existence, the reality that he is the resurrection, and he takes the disciples to the next level by eating with them a simple meal of raw fish and honey, I submit to each of you today that it was a meal. It was a supper fit for a king. It was a meal fit for the risen Lord. It was a meal that was fit for the warrior, preacher, family. Let me ask you this question this morning. Are we eating a meal fit for those who are without question a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people? Are we eating a meal fit for those who are to proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his marvelous light? Are you woke this morning in Christ Jesus? Family, we are what we eat. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We are what we eat. But more importantly, we are who we eat. And if we are eating the Word of God, if we are eating the Logos, oh, God, we are who we eat. Are you hearing this with me on this morning? Oh, taste and see. Oh, God. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Oh, taste and see. If you be willing and obedient, hallelujah, you shall eat the good of the land. I don't care how they may try to put you in the box based on your race, your sex, your class. If you be willing and obedient, you shall, hallelujah, eat the good of the land. He's taking us to the next level. And we need to focus as he is taking us to the next level in a very practical way. We need to begin to start thinking about our diet, what we are eating at the table. There is a special edition of Eating Well that I picked up while grocery shopping, and it's entitled Anti-Inflammation, A Delicious Path to Whole Body Health. And within that special edition, there is an article entitled A Systemic Response, written by Holly Pesner. In particular, it quotes Dr. Monica Agarwal, and Dr. Agarwal is the Director of Integrative Cardiology and Prevention at the University of Florida in Gainesville. And it bears for me to highlight for our own natural and spiritual well-being some of the things that Ms. Pesner wrote in her article. And let me go on and read as I lift from her article. She says this, before diving into what habits are putting you at risk for inflammation, it's smart to first look at balance. Oh, man, look at your neighbor and say balance. She goes on to write, and she quotes Dr. Agarwal, think about it as what you give your body versus what you take from your body. Let me say that again. Think about it as what you give your body versus what you take from your body. Dr. Agarwal goes on to share this. She says, say you have poor sleep habits, you're sedentary, and you smoke. Those are stressors on your body. Compare your personal stressors to what you offer your body as resources, such as practicing yoga and eating healthy. If there's an imbalance between what you take and what you give, that can trigger inflammation. Family, the question is this: are we balanced in what we give our body, in what we give our minds? As the Father's chosen people, his royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people. I can hear in the volume of the book the word asking us this morning, know you not. Know you not. Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Welcome into this place. Welcome into this holy temple. You desire to abide in the praises of your people. So we lift our hands and we lift our hearts as we offer up this praise unto your name. Know you not that your body, hallelujah, is the temple of the Holy Ghost. So stop feeding me junk food. Stop feeding me junk Bible verses. Stop feeding me junk prophecies. Stop feeding me junk so-called word from God. Stop feeding me junk denominational principles. Just give me some fish and honey, oh God, to bring me into clear view that Jesus lives, that Jesus has ascended, and that he sits right now as our high priest. Stop feeding me the junk and give me some fish and honey. This man, hallelujah, this man, the Lord Jesus, this man, the disruptive truth, this man, the warrior preacher, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins and once for all, hallelujah, he sat down on the right hand of God. And thank God for Jesus that he only had to touch it once. He only had to die once. He only had to bleed once. And then he got up on the third day one time. And then he ascended after spending 40 days with the disciples after the resurrection. He ascended one time. But he's going to come back again. Hallelujah. He offered up once the eternal sacrifice for our sins and forever, for all time, his body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. And now he has called us to do the same. He has called us to be a living sacrifice, the temple of the Holy Ghost, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service, by giving our body and our minds, hallelujah. And the way that we get there, to offer up these bodies as a living sacrifice, we need to consider what we are putting into it to bring us balance. The word tells us, let us lay aside every weight and sin. Lay aside every weight and sin. Let us lay aside every thought. Let us lay aside every food, every circumstance, every choice that we make that's outside the will of God, every email, hallelujah, that does not encourage or edify us, every text, every Facebook posting, every Instagram message, every news broadcast, every documentary, every conversation that places stress on our bodies and our minds and denies us the healings that we are entitled to have in Christ Jesus. Take us higher, Holy Ghost, and help us to taste and see that the Lord is good. And as we consider this morning to get more of him, we can lay aside every weight and sin that can so easily beset us. For those who want to go, hallelujah, Christ is taking us to the next level. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As I close, in verses 44 and 45, Dr. Luke goes on to write this. He said, speaking about Jesus now, He said unto them, these are the words which I spake unto you while I was yet with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses, and in the prophets, and in the psalm concerning me. Then opened he their understanding, that they might understand the scriptures. That word fulfilled resonated in my spirit and in my thought process. That phrase in verse 44, hallelujah, that all things must be fulfilled. So I was led to review the meaning of the word fulfilled as transliterated from the Greek. And the Greek word is plerothenai. Plerothenai. The word means to satisfy, to fulfill, to finish, and also means to level up, to level up, to level up, to level up, to level up. Jesus Christ is taking us to the next level. It didn't really hit me how awesome the word fulfilled is until Danielle came in the room Friday night, and she had me and her mama playing as imaginary pirates on her ship, y'all. Because on her ship, she's the captain, and we just following behind her. And during our imaginary excursion, as we are looking for buried treasure and defeating imaginary sea monsters and the Kraken, hallelujah, Danielle pauses and tells us how she has taken her game to the next level on one of her electronic games. She's taking her game to the next level. A seven-year-old, y'all, telling grown folks that she has taken her game to the next level. Did it hit me? When Jesus was telling his disciples that these are the words which I spake unto you while I was with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. The Lord Jesus was telling his disciples in real time that I just took this game to the next level. Hallelujah. I just took this game to the next level. Are you hearing this with me, family, this morning? Everything written by Moses and the prophets concerning the Lord Jesus was fulfilled. It was satisfied. It was finished. Didn't he say on the cross, it is finished? Yes, yes. It was finished once and for all. And Jesus took this game to the next level by defeating both sin and death, so that we can not just have life, but have life more abundantly. Jesus took this game to the next level as a loving and living sacrifice when he offered up his body one time and brought balance. Look at your neighbor again and say balance, 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 balance to the scales of justice. Jesus took this game to the next level by paying the ultimate price, by making the final and once and for all payment, to cover the cost for our sins, both past, present, and future, individually and collectively, as he has taken the sins of the world. For God, hallelujah, so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus took this game to the next level. And now, we are more than just free. We are free indeed. We're not free because we're in America. We're not free because he called Jesus, like he called our family out of Africa. We're not free this morning because of the so-called founding fathers. We're not free because of the Declaration of Independence. We're not free because of Juneteenth, but we are free because it is written of him. It is written of him, Jesus the Christ, who fulfilled the scripture and is taking us day after day after day after day to the next level. Oh, family, listen again to the good news written in the book of Hebrews. Wherefore, when he was coming into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering you would not have, but a body have you prepared me. In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you did not have any pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Above when he said, sacrifice and offering and burnt offerings and offering for sin, you would not have, neither have you any pleasure therein, which are offered by the law. Then he said, lo, I come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. I can hear the hymn speaking so sweetly in the volume of the atmosphere. Cause Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. Hallelujah. Jesus washed it white as snow. Family, Jesus took it to the next level for every man, every woman, every boy, every girl. Whosoever believes on him and with both will declare that he is the risen Lord. Jesus is taking us to the next level. Amen. Amen.